What's going on, everybody? King Jewel 23 here. I wanted to talk about... this is so pathetic and sad, but we have to do it anyway, right? I want to talk about the Grammys. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't personally don't give two flying shits about what Jay-Z had to say. To be honest with you, Jay-Z, along with Beyonce, are the most overrated celebrities of all time. That's just my personal opinion, as far as music-wise and talent-wise is concerned. But that's not the reason why I got on. I got on this platform and said what I said. Well, I'm about to say anyway. I'm on this platform because I had a family member call me yesterday, and she asked me, "What do you think about the whole Killer Mike situation?" And I just really in the back of, I gave her a little bit of feedback, you know, just to entertain her, because she's one of the two-thirds. She was never going to get it. She's never going to understand. She believes in Christianity. She believes in Jesus Christ. So you just got to know your audience, and sometimes you just have to play dumb, go down to their level sometime. Unfortunately, you have to do these types of things. But let me give you my insight on the Grammys. And I want every black person, every indigenous person, every Hebrew, every black Indian, Yashkara, every Afro-Latino, every Afro-Afghanistan, every Afro-Chinese, because there are black Chinese people, there are black Japanese people, there are black Russian people. Everybody under the sound of my voice who can hear this podcast and who can download the podcast or who has access to this platform, I want you to understand what I'm about to say. Stop going to places where you're not wanted. Let me say that one more time, because I think a lot of you niggas are fucking retarded. Stop going to places where you are not wanted. Stop going to the Grammys. Stop going to the Emmys. Stop going to the Oscars. Stop going to these places where you are not wanted. I'm going to say it again. Stop going to these Grammys. Stop going to these Oscars. Stop going to these award shows where they are not going to appreciate indigenous black men, women, and children. They're not going to appreciate you. No matter how much you suck their dick, no matter how many times you eat their poop, no matter how many times you kill off and you do child trafficking for the people who sold their soul, no matter how many times you ass kiss, no matter how many times you say yes, sir, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, all that coon slavery shit, every single time you take your black ass to these award shows, they show you who the hell they are. Killer Mike, let me talk to you, brother, because I really need to get on your ass. I need to get on you definitely. While you sit up here and talk about black this and black that and we ain't ready for war because you ain't growing your own food. By the way, there's some truth to what you're saying. I'm not going to sit up here and say that you're lying. No, a lot of black folks are not ready for war. A lot of black folks don't have their own backup food. They don't have their backup water. They don't have no generator. They don't have no backup gas. So I would definitely do agree with you, Mr. Killer Mike. Yeah, a lot of black folks are not ready for this smoke. A lot of black folks are not ready for this war. I understand. I feel you on that, brother. But let me get on you for a minute, brother. That's the way you like to talk, right? Let me talk to you for a minute, sir. While you talked all that good shit about black people need to go do this and get their own hospitals and plant their own food and have their own infrastructure and all this other shit, you took your black ass to a white establishment and you jumped up and you say God is good. First of all, the God that you talking about and me, you both know, nigga. We both know that you're not talking about the God of Yah, Yah, and him. First of all, Yah is not even a God. He's an entity, but that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. No, you was talking about the God of the Baphomet. See, I keep telling everybody, man, people are going to show themselves in 2024. People are going to show themselves in 2024. I'm going to say it again. People are going to show themselves in 2024. While Killer Mike went on, get on these platforms, get in these debates here in Atlanta and other places in the South as well, while he got out here and talked all this good shit about black this and black that and black this and black that and black woman's this and black man's that and we need to have a family and this all, you took your ass to a white establishment. You won three of their awards and you jumped around and you said God was good. Woo! See, I'm going to tell you something. Then they locked your goofy ass up, right? Then they locked your ass up. And I'm going to tell you the reason why they locked your ass up. Because you never belonged there in the first place. I'm going to keep saying it here, man. Stop going for these people that talk all this black this. And you're a black queen and you're a black king and you black this and black that. First of all, black is not a race, it's a color, but we'll move on. You are here and there are there and this, all this, and all this feel good Christianity shit. Killer Mike is no different from a pastor. Woo, wait a minute, time out. I'm going to speak one more time for the people in the back. Killer Mike is no different. No different than a pastor. He is no different from a pastor. He make you feel good about yourself, and then you donate to wherever he wants you to donate. Is that the same thing a pastor does? Is that the same thing a pimp do? Is that the same thing a whore does? So Killer Mike missed me with all the black this and black that shit because you took your ass to a white establishment. You took your ass to a white establishment and you won three of their awards and you jumped around. God is good, y'all. God is good, y'all. And meanwhile, they locked your goofy ass up. I am telling you guys right now, I'm just being honest when I say this. And you may not like it, the way it's coming out. And guess what? I don't give a fuck if you don't like the way it's coming out. Two-thirds of black folks are going to be done away with. Two-thirds of black people are going to be done away with. Two-thirds of indigenous people will be done away with. Because we have too much white people in us. We have too much of Willie Lynch in us. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to stay on 10 toes. And I'm really going to stay this on 10 toes, and I don't give a damn anybody gets mad. Niggas in the South, that's Louisiana, that's Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, I'll put Missouri in there too. Y'all going to have to start standing up, and y'all going to have to start standing up for yourselves. No more of this, oh, I'm going to let them slide because they white. No. You need to give them all 400 plus years of pain every single time you see them. If they want to act like an asshole, you act like an asshole along with them. Stop singing and start swinging. And for black people, I'm saying this right now. Stop going to their award shows. Stop going to their basketball games. Stop going to their football games. Stop. Just stop. This Sunday coming up is going to be the Super Bowl, right? I guarantee you. Personally guarantee you, black people are going to be spending between $500 and $1,000 on a Super Bowl party. I want you to really get this. I'm not going to be here long, right? Because I got too much shit I got to do, right? They're going to spend between $5 to $1,000 on a Super Bowl. That's food, entertainment, car games, liquor, weed, all of the crap. It's going to be in the grills and all that. I'm just putting all that together. Niggas going to spend between $5,000 and $1,000 on a Super Bowl party for one day, for one night, to see two teams for four quarters play a rigged game. They already said that Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to win the Super Bowl, and Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor Swift in midfield of the Super Bowl. This has already been planned already, guys. And you're going to spend all your money on that bullshit. when you could have spent that money on having dehydrated food, cases of water, canned goods. Go buy a backup generator. Go buy a generator. I don't care if it's solar or the gas power kind. It does not matter. It's better than having something. Better than having your ass. It's better than just having your ass. Period. You are spending too much investment into white people's activities. And I'm gonna also say this here also too. And I know black folks are gonna. This is the first line of defense black people are always gonna say. Well, we ain't supposed to have a good time. And I laugh at these niggas because you spent over 400 years having a good time. You spent over 400 years having a good time. Every single time I see you go on social media, every two to three videos I flip through is a bitch shaking their ass or some niggas out here dancing or some kids dancing. When are you going to stop being entertainment for white people? Every other video, get it, yeah, yeah, get it, get it, yeah, yeah, get it, get it, dance it, dance, pop that ass, shake that ass, pop it, boop, 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 boop. Every other video, I see the same shit. When are you niggas gonna stop being entertainment for white people? And then you get mad when a white person call you a fucking nigger because that's exactly what you fucking acting. Pop it, pop, yeah, 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 pop it, yeah, 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 pop it, pop, yeah, pop it, and pop, pop. Every other fucking video I hear this shit. Every other video I see this shit. Stop being fucking entertainment for white people and then you get mad when they don't give you the recognition. You are the culture. You are Gucci. You are Louis. You are Fendi. You are Armani. Do you know that Gucci goes to Africa and steals that shit? Do you know Louis Vuitton stole shit from Africa? That's you, nigga. You.
Man, I ain't wearing no black designer, man. You know, you gotta be Gucci for me, dawg. Because I'm 10 toes down. I'm a real one, you feel me?
Y'all niggas is so sad. Y'all niggas are sad. And then I see why TD Power Bottom Jakes keep taking your money every single Sunday. I see why now. I see why he got rich. Because you so damn stupid. Let me close this out too. Right? I hear Jay-Z saying, my wife got more Grammys than all y'all put together. But she had not one album of the year. Let me tell you something, Mr. Jay-Z. You dick sucking faggot. Yeah, you. Yeah, you're a dick sucker. Yeah, we know about you. You and your wife could have had plenty of opportunities to take your talents and to create your own platform. You had plenty of time to take your talents, right? You had all this talent. You had all the resources. You could have took your talent and create your own Roc Nation. Beyonce could have started her own record label. Y'all could have had your own Roku channel. You could have your own Fire Stick channel. And you could be making way more money. And you don't have to have the white man all up in your ass. But you chose that lifestyle. You chose that. I'm not gonna go into the situation with you and Dame. I know Dame ain't shit either because he sacrificed Leah. So, but that's a whole nother day for a whole nother time, right? You had a choice. So don't go out here and think that you said something and you did something. First of all, the Brotherhood gave you approval to go up there and say that because you wouldn't dare go up to that stage and say anything like that. Kanye West was the first one to say it. But now all of a sudden, it's cool for everybody else to come out and say certain things. Now the Brotherhood gave you permission to say what you want to say. Nigga, fuck you. You fake as hell. Nigga, you fake as hell. And that bitch Beyonce, she fake along with you. Y'all should have been said something. Now, I'm not here to defend Tyler Swift whatsoever. That bitch, she nothing but a damn witch any damn way. I know all this NFL shit is rigged. It's all fucking rigged. Period. But this is what I'm saying. You could have said that along when Kanye West went up there and said it. You could have said the same thing Kanye said. But no. Master said not to say that. Master said for me to be quiet. Master said. And now the master gave you permission. Now you told Tough, oh, my wife won more grand than all of y'all. None of y'all don't even belong in the category. Boy, take your bitch ass on somewhere, dick sucking faggot. But anyway, peace and favor to you. Because the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace, one love.